At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another episode of the Tuesday NXT review thing that happens every Tuesday on this YouTube channel. Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting for Kate to break in and save me from my terrible, terrible introductions that I do. But we're live. It's New Year's Eve. Happy New Year to all. I started to start this a little late tonight. I'm flying solo. I don't know if I could do a full 2-hour review of this particular episode. Because what I want to do is I want to kind of end this episode with a countdown to the new year, to 2025, and then we'll just do Auld Lang Syne as everybody, all the people that everyone requests. That should be a lot of fun, I hope. Kate is taking the night off because she has plans. I don't know. My wife took my daughter to my wife's best friend's place, who also has little girls, and they're going to do a sleepover. And that sounds like fun, but no boys are allowed. So I stayed home watched an episode of NXT. Welcome to the NXT review for the New Year's Eve 2024. Here on Fightful Select. We took a lot of pride in it being a $5 service over on Fightful Select. We always say best $5 in the business. Well, it's now going to be the best $6 in the business. I mean, I understand that we did a lot of bragging about, you know, the best specific number of dollars in the business. We did that a lot. And so maybe to some of you, it might feel like we're going back on that promise. But I don't know. Like, we tried. For the longest time, we tried. It's been $5 a month for 7 years, which I think is pretty good. Now it's $6 a month. And honestly, just scrounge up 4 extra quarters from under your couch and somehow convert that to digital money and then use that to extra subscribe to Fightful Select. That's a thing. So now it's the best $6 in the business, which doesn't really roll off the fingers as well as $5. It's now the best $6. You got to do double hands. I used a thumb. I don't know. That was weird. Anyway, we're here ringing in the new year. 90 minutes. We're gonna get this whole thing down to 90 minutes. All right. NXT decided to phone in a little show with some awards. So some of the nominations seemed a little bit off to me. So I want the SGS to come up with in the chat your nominees for best moment of the year in NXT and best match of the year in NXT, because some of the nominees that they laid out didn't feel too great to me.
Jeremy Alex Pulowski,
how's it going?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Happy New Year almost.
Happy New Year. I saw you were doing a solo show. Are you going to the top of the hour?
I want to go. I want to go the 90 minutes and then do a countdown and then sing Auld Lang Syne. You know what I mean? Just I want to do it for
Look
the people.
Yeah. Unlike, you know, Kate, who's running from the grind as usual.
She's running from the grind. I mean, yeah. I'm assuming she has plans with friends or family, but
no. No.
Yeah. No, no.
She's probably asleep already.
She very well could be.
Yeah. That's all it is. All right. I didn't watch NXT tonight. I'm not going to pretend like I watched the show.
Why would you? No. Just not really necessarily a thing you need to do. They did a Christmas Eve show last week that nobody watched either, but they decided.
I actually watched the Christmas Eve show. Watched last week. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. They did a title change on it.
Yes.
Via the most overbooked ending I think I may have ever seen in my life. So yeah.
Well, you know, they're gonna run it back. They're gonna run it back next week with sudden.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, that's always good to do. That yes, Meet Norm is saying that most people who watch this show do not watch NXT.
But usually, I watch NXT though because I'm typically covering it for the site or I'm helping out covering it. So like, usually I watch it. And again, last week I watched it because I was covering it. But this week, like, there were actual sports on, so I was watching the Avs are playing, the Thunder are playing. That takes precedent. Kidding me? I'm not going to watch NXT when my sports teams are playing.
Yeah. Alan Jeanette says that he was watching the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. Is that the new sponsor?
Dude, I saw it's the Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl now. I'm like, huh? When did the Citrus Bowl become this Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl?
Why couldn't you find a product that has citrus flavoring? Right. Why isn't it the Sunny D Citrus Bowl? Why isn't it the Fanta Orange Citrus Bowl? How is it the Verbo? It was the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl for the longest time. Tostitos, Fiesta, it works. Verbo is only Fiesta if you're vacationing in Mexico. I don't know.
These sponsorship names are getting out of hand. At least we got the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yes, where they sacrifice a Pop-Tart to please the angry gods. I think they should do that with... Every sponsorship should have a mascot that they kill at the end of the bowl.
You know, people are going to start. Look, I'm all for death. I keep saying there should be more death in AEW. Yeah. We need less riding, more deathing in AEW. Okay. So I'm all for mascots just dying every single game.
I suppose it would be difficult to sacrifice a Verbo mascot. Like maybe you'd like burn down a bed and breakfast. I don't know. That might be only if that's got a cross promotion with AEW. So Hangman does it.
Deanna Purrazzo did beat up the Cheez-It mascot, which his name is. What's it? I actually wrote this article that Deanna Purrazzo beat up this Cheez-It thing. The name is Ched Z.
This is why you're the best in the business. You find news in everything. I love it.
Yeah, people get mad at me. They're like, oh, who cares that Kevin Owens has six cats? What do you mean, who cares? I care that Kevin Owens has six cats. That's news.
That would be newsworthy if anybody had six cats. You know what I mean? On a slow news day on the 6 o'clock news, your local affiliate, local woman owns six cats, would be a story. It wouldn't be an important one, but it would be a story.
Anything can be news. Everything is news to somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was your favorite? I'm not staying this whole 90 minutes. No,
please don't. please don't. For your own sake, I appreciate you coming in for 90 seconds. 90 minutes would be a task.
What was your favorite NXT moment of the year?
It's a tie for everything that Obafemi did all year. Like that's like just anything that he did, anytime he was on screen, that moment is my moment of the year.
And then what else? Well, is that everything? That's the tie. Yeah. Just everything he did. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so it's hard to pick one Obafemi thing that he did. But yeah, no, he all of them. Yeah,
mine was Tyrese Halliburton not knowing he was going to be a babyface. And then realizing he had to be a heel. Look at this.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I would feel very guilty if someone were doing a New Year's Rockin' Eve stream on a website that I run and I wasn't on it.
Because
I'm not out doing anything. I'm just hanging out at the house.
Yeah, you're listening to JBL podcasts.
I was listening to a JBL podcast. Okay, so it's funny. I was drawing up a little inside baseball for you guys. I was drawing up a new proposal for Bet Online for 2025 for our renewals. And it's funny that Jeremy was like, anything is news. Boy, if this Bet Online proposal gets announced or accepted, you're about to see every who is predicted to be the world champion at the end of 2025 article. Everything will be news. Some of the things that I mentioned to Jeremy and I was like, hey guys, remind me to write the how do you watch Raw on NordVPN article in 2 days, because that's a part of our deal with them. But I'm here. I'm drinking hot cocoa. Oh, I've got Melvin with me.
Oh, Melvin.
Little Melvin.
That's nice.
Melvin's with me. I've got high ceilings, if anybody wondered.
You do have very high ceilings.
They're very high.
Because you're so tall.
Yes. Yes, that is why.
Right. Yeah,
that is why. But yeah, I mean, by God, we're here. I just know this hot chocolate's going to be so hot that I'm going to spill a little bit on my hoodie.
Ooh, yeah, good. Well, that's a lot of marshmallows. Good man.
It is. Look, it's a full slate of marshmallows.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, it is the way.
No room on top for extra marshmallows. That's all you need right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
You save the whole 90 minutes, Sean?
You hell no. I mean, listen, I've got 37% battery light.
Wow.
Calls in from his couch on his phone.
I think I've done like one stream ever from my couch. Like, I try to not let the plebs see my living room.
You were in the car. You popped in with the David Penzer interview when you were in the car last week or a couple weeks ago.
Was I? Oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah. There's someone outside your house.
Oh no, that's my wife walking in the reflection of the window. I was gonna say, if somebody's back there, there's a big problem.
Okay.
Yes.
This is great. Kate took the night off, but she's in the chat to give you crap. That's good.
Running from the grind, but in the chat.
That's good. That's good. Yes, now we know where the extra dollar is going to heat your house with those high ceilings.
Okay, I just want to say we got our electric bill back and it was like $420 this month. It was insane.
Yeah, those surge prices, man.
It's funny because I did mention to Jimmy, I'm like, am I seeing a cut of this? And it was met with a nobody. No pal. One of those. okay, fair.
Bad Robot says, Happy New Year and Happy Holidays, Fightful. I'm celebrating it like SRS's ceilings, which I guess would mean high.
Can I, like, do I, how do I do this? Do I, am I able to? Nope.
No.
Let's see here.
Oh, he 100% wants to play, like, you know, one of the gimmicks on the phone.
Yes, he does.
There we go.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I got my Christmas tree up.
Okay.
Nice.
But yeah, I got the little.
Those ceilings are cathedral.
They are. So up there is the office that you guys see. It's like a loft all the time.
Yeah, okay.
So like it could have a full upstairs there, but I kind of like it how it is because like we don't have kids or anything.
Right.
We don't have anybody that loves us. So
I like the herringbone pattern on the floor. Very nice.
Yeah. I love that you know what that is.
Of course. Yeah.
Because I didn't know. I just knew that it looked...
basement. We're debating on what kind of pattern we want to do for the floor down there. Yeah. I'm a herringbone guy.
We get a lot of comments on the herringbone. And it honestly, like as jarring as it can seem in pictures, it's not like that in person. Like it's very... It comes across very well.
Kate says
somebody says mini marshmallows, buddy. These ain't mini. These are regular size.
Change. How do you have fun? Okay. With the light bulbs.
It's funny that you mentioned that. We've not had to yet, and I was just thinking about that the other day. Like we moved in here 3 years ago, and we've not had to change them. And I don't know how we would. So that's just something we will deal with at the time.
Yeah. Any suggestions? Also let me know, because we have going into our basement, the light bulb is up here and like you can't reach it at all. And it went out. It finally went out on us. And now we just have no light.
I don't own a ladder. And in my garage, the overhead light went out, and it was out for 2 years. What are you doing?
Wow.
You can walk through. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, my wife, all due respect to the people watching this, very weirded out by the not so nice people on the internet. And she's like,
yeah,
like, can I walk through or am I going to be on camera?
No, no, it'll be good. It'll be good. Meet Norma says, sup, partners, let's crank. Yeah. Let us not forget the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. We're officially in the third ring of hell. Happy New Year, brubs. Can people, celebrities, just sponsor bowl games now?
Listen, that's
amazing.
Celebrities can sponsor our show, please.
Yeah, do that.
I'm trying to do like these cultaholic style videos, and then I'm getting these quotes from video editors, and I'm like, damn, no wonder you're out of work. But do you all know where the Let's Crank comes from?
Yeah, of course. It's from Virgil, right?
Virgil. I DM'd Virgil about an interview, and he said, yeah, let's crank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meet Normus greets us with let's crank every time.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that best. That lives on.
Of course. It's fantastic.
So what are you all doing on this New Year's Eve? Because let me tell you.
This podcast, clearly.
Besides that, as a happily married man, being home after being in New York City, like I turned it on Dick Clark's New York Rockin' Eve, and the first thing I see is Gronk saying he's going to rock out with his Gronk out, and then sending it to Lenny Kravitz to watch a performance. Okay. I'm very glad I'm not in New York. I'm very glad I'm not in Times Square. I just watched a recap video of Cobra Kai.
Oh,
great show. Oh, fantastic. Well, show.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
what
not.
It's the greatest pro wrestling show ever.
Okay, that, yes. Because, listen, you're talking to a guy who trained MMA with former UFC fighters, who was a striking coach at that place for a little bit, and some of the shit that I saw them get away with in that recap, some of the technique that I saw
you
them
don't
get away
watch
with.
Watch it for the technique. You watch it for the murder.
Paul Walter Hauser had some of the best technique on that show. I'm shocked at how bad some of the technique was on there, but
I was watching for the technique.
I was watching it for
Sean doing an X and O's video breakdown of Cobra Kai.
Your wife sent me a message and said the herringbone is nice. Are we doing a decor show? Because let's HGTV it up. It's funny. Whenever she plays mini golf, you would think that the green was herringbone.
I will defend my wife's honor by kicking Sean off of this show.
And now he's gone. He left. He decided to not stick around. So that's good. Great. That's good.
He had that one coming.
No, of course. No, he's back. He's back now.
I'm back. I have to go all the way out and come back on the phone. I can't just add myself back.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wonderful.
That makes it funnier.
I don't have the StreamYard Pro here. I got the Slim Edition. Uh-huh. My God. But yeah, we watched a recap of Cobra Kai. I showed my wife the music video for Movies by Alien Ant Farm. That's how my night's going.
Nice.
A great song. We're halfway through a Dexter recap. Basically, what we'll do is we'll watch Man of Recaps videos on shows we gave up on.
Oh. Nice.
So what season are you at on Dexter with this recap? Are you watching the new?
We're about three or four in.
Okay.
Right. We're halfway. But
that was when Dexter was actually good, like the third and fourth season. I think whatever season the Trinity Killer was.
Yeah. Season. Lady B asks if we'll watch Wicked tonight on Prime. She will watch Wicked. I will not.
Is that already on Prime?
Yeah. A good friend of ours, Wicked? Chandler, gives us access to his Apple TV, and he's already bought it. But like, I don't like musicals. I'm not a musicals guy. Sorry.
We watched the Bob's Burgers movie tonight.
Have we watched that? Did we watch it? I mean, it seems like something we would have immediately watched. She says we have, but she's seen it three times. She says it's incredible.
I like the nonchalant answer. I've seen it three times. I don't know where you were, but I've seen it three times.
We went and watched Sonic the other night. It was okay.
Oh, yeah? Good.
I had people saying masterpiece and tearjerker. I'm like, what are we talking about here? Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't see everybody getting down on the floor. I didn't see anybody looking like a dinosaur. None of that. So no tear jerking for me.
Okay. Good to know. I'll temper my expectations. Yeah.
Jeremy, did you know that Alex had never heard of the song Freak-a-Leak until like 3 weeks ago?
Really?
Still have not.
And no. I said this to Jeremy, who's from North Carolina. So I was like making Petey Pablo references. Oh. And Alex Palowski was like, I don't get it. I don't know the man.
Petey Pablo. They filmed the North Carolina video like right up the street from me. There was some friends of mine that were in it.
Yeah.
I love Freak-a-Leak when he just names like random people. Tanisha, yeah. Shauna.
It was good shit. I definitely thought he was gonna be a one-hit wonder after Raise Up.
I mean, Freak-a-Leak.
He did the Chubby Checker thing, you know, the guy that did the twist, where he also released Less Twist Again. It's the Christmas twist. It's He Is Risen, the twist, all that stuff. He did the like North Carolina Come On and Raise Up. And then he did the All Cities version. And he goes, the whole damn world, come on and raise up. And I was like, what? It doesn't work.
And it was lame. We kind of turned on him after that, but you know, what can you do? When
he was trying to bring peace after 9/11. So what's going on?
When the Carolina Hurricanes score a goal, that's the song that played, or at least it used to. I don't know if they
I mean, that would be great.
Oh, they took a vote of like what should be our goal song, and I like spammed the voting. This is when I was going to games regularly. I was spamming the voting of like, it's got to be North Carolina Raise Up. What other song are you going to play? A generic like goal song? No. Play the friggin' anthem to the entire state.
I hate Bengals touchdowns. I think you probably, I know you experienced a lot.
I want to work all day. I just want to play on the drum all day. You love that song.
Hate it. And Alex, you live near Green Bay ish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's Green Bay's touchdown song. Like, why are we stealing it? Like, there are so many jungle related themes. Like, literally, use Jungle Boy's theme. Yep. It's chantable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's fresh, like he ain't using it anymore. Listen, use Katy Perry's Roar. Just run back Welcome to the Jungle. There Jungle Boogie.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Like, there's so many. What are we doing with this?
Jungle Book would be huge. People would be getting up and getting down in the aisles.
So they did try to do something with Katy Perry Roar, but like, you know, all the dude bros with the line beards were like, Katy Perry, and I was like, you kidding me? Instead, we got some dork from 1981 banging on the drum all day. All right, cool, bro.
That's a bad touchdown.
Also, it says I don't want to work, which just feels like they're running from the grind. You know what I mean?
It does.
Shouldn't I feel like you can say I don't want to work if you're 15-1. If you're struggling to like be eligible for the playoffs, saying that you don't want to work in your touchdown celebration song, this feels like maybe that's why you're struggling.
Well, definitely that would apply to the defensive touchdowns this year.
Yeah, it didn't work a whole lot this year.
Yeah.
So what, are you going up to the new year? How's that working?
That's my plan. My plan is
to brother.
Review the show and then do a countdown and then sing Auld Lang Syne and out.
What I love most is there's going to be a delay on this by about 30 seconds. So.
Of course. Yeah. No, it's not going to be. It's going to be a countdown for me and me alone. Everyone else will be a different time. It's fine.
It'll already be the new year. You got to watch the YouTube.
So hold on. Wait. Aren't you in Central Time Zone?
I am in Central Time Zone, but I'll do a countdown for
you're working. I'm working the countdown. Look at that.
I don't know. Look at this worker.
He's going to do the countdown on Eastern time zone, then go spend time with his family like a loser.
That would be a thing. Yep.
Wow. I respect it, honestly. That's pretty good shit.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I feel good about it.
Hot chocolate's good.
Yeah.
Just saying. Sean should read an ad while sipping on hot cocoa. Yeah, I mean, I probably should. Bluechew.com. I don't even think that. Listen, they're so good to us. They're like, you don't even have to say a code anymore because we know when people need to get their weenies hard, they're coming to us from you. And I'm like, hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had factored in not having an ad read tonight. So
yeah,
there you go. Just subscribe to Fightful Select. Yes. We did unfortunately announce that it will be $6 for the basic tier. None of the other tiers are going to increase. I had said last night, oh, I'm really fighting this price increase. Then Jimmy hits me up this morning and says, yeah, we're increasing it. And I said, okay.
How are you doing the six? You know, usually you go, I have $5, but are you going six like that? Are you going six in the thumb? Like
I'll do three and three.
Oh, three and then we'll figure each other.
Nice. Oh, there you go.
Oh.
There you go. That's good.
Then a menage six right there.
Yeah. Ooh.
Touching six. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Good.
I'm bringing sixy back.
Oh. That's nice. That could be our new slogan. Yeah.
I'm gonna six you up. Like we got plenty of them.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We got lots of them, guys. Listen, come on.
Yeah, we're good.
Say my first rodeo. Yeah. I want your six, 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 all that. Like any, literally anything.
This is true. Now I need change for a 10 when SRS wrestles.
5-1 in wearing.
That's true. Man, that sucks. I can't really use a lot of the, I'm going to need $5.
Yeah.
That doesn't hit.
Make it like it's a discount. It's a live discount. You're only asking for $5 for people that are attending to watch you wrestle.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I will say that I did compare it to the relative price of inflation since 2018, and it's actually less. So, thanks.
All right. Well, there you go. We're good. We're still giving the people the deal. That's important.
Although $54 for the entire year is the deal.
I want to six you like an animal. That one didn't work as well.
No, not quite.
Oh, Meat Normus is a good suggestion.
Listen, I like this one. I got six on. It still doesn't work.
I got six on it. No, not quite.
I love it. Listen, I mean, $5 footlongs aren't even $5 anymore.
No, Charles Barkley's freaking out because they're like $7. And he's like, can you believe this price? $7? Yeah, Charles, it was much better 15 years ago when it was $5.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I did try to fight it for a long time, but ultimately, Jimmy makes those decisions. But like, it's almost like he makes a decision, I make a decision thing. Because I was like, okay, let's not raise the $10 tier because this is Oliver, by the way.
Hi, Oliver.
I was like, okay, that's the early access tier. So, like, people who want to see our interviews ahead of time, and quite frankly, a lot of people who just want to support us a little bit more, subscribe to that tier. And I was like, well, I've always felt like we give people way more than $5 worth of stuff. So for at least the $10 one, I'm like, okay, that used to be the price of the WWE Network and all that stuff. You can't,
right.
Now you at least can't say that. It's not that, but
yeah.
Okay, yeah, Oliver, quite the little star.
Alan's got it. I smell six and
candy.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
Hello, Oliver.
He is the most got any games on your phone cat I've ever seen. Yeah. Now he's pretending like he doesn't want the spotlight. Like if I were a cat, I'd be looking at my reflection all day. I'd be amazed by it.
Oh yeah.
But they don't care, man. They really don't. They just want to hang out with me. Hallie C says your cat hid from us. Well, probably because you all were running around geeking out over Taylor Swift.
Fair.
It's giving, it's giving. And then they would say whatever it was giving at the time. Mm-hmm. I love those girls, though. They're sweet.
Oh, that's good. The Six is on Fire by Kings of Leon.
Ooh. Okay. That is good. See, listen. Good. The world runs on sex, and our world is going to run on Six pretty soon.
There you go.
So.
There you go. That's it. Mm. Excellent stuff.
Listen.
Allie is claiming you have speared her onto the couch.
I didn't spear her. I think I picked her up. I think I did a backbreaker or something. Yes. I think one of those. I might come out of temporary retirement and team with Allie Cease this year, maybe.
I want to six wow. you up. That's very good from Just Ricardo. I think we talked about that, but also I like Silly Fightful. Six are for kids. maybe. Like
wow.
I respect that. Respect that.
Down with the sixness. There we go.
Ooh.
Ah. Yeah, get it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah, shit.
Very, very good.
Six drugs and rock and roll. God, if you listen to the internet, if you listen to dorks on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I'm too sexy for this shirt, you know?
Oh, nice.
Is there a date set for the Fightful Awards? Not yet. We are, I'll say this, the winners have been determined. There were some shockers. Some very surprising ones as well that I'm very happy about. And I have hit up respective PR teams from, how about this? I'll say this. PR teams from AEW, WWE, Stardom, New Japan for award speeches for the winners and nice. Also the individuals as well. And a lot of people seem down. I'm very excited for it. I got one that I'm very proud of, even though it's not the actual person that won. I think it's an awesome substitute. I'll text Jeremy. I'll text you about it afterwards.
Okay.
After this. Right. But guys, I'm going to hop off here. I got to take my last shit of 2024.
All right. All
enjoy.
Bye. Good. It's good that he's so regular that he knows that about himself. Yeah. Yeah.
You notice Sean didn't hit a PR for TNA.
He no, mention not. TNA. Nope. Definitely did not mention that one.
What can you do?
I don't know. You don't do much of anything. So, all right. Well, I mean, you're welcome to stay as long as you like, but I thought I would just, you know, review the show that I was supposed to do.
I didn't. We can talk about Shea Gilgeous-Alexander if you want. He's good at basketball. Sure, yeah.
He is.
I know your Bucks beat my Thunder in the
they just couldn't hit a shot. They couldn't hit a shot. Yeah.
Why what was up with that banner though?
I don't know. They force you to put up a banner. It's like,
is it a force thing? Like the NBA forces?
The NBA is like, it's you so have dumb. To put up a banner because otherwise it's gonna look like the NBA cap doesn't mean anything, and then why would an airline from the Middle East sponsor it? Like, if they're not going to actually do anything. So, you know.
I actually respect that they went that low effort on the banner if it's, like, forced by NBA thing. I actually respect that more. Because I thought the teams did. Because the Lakers went, like, all out and everything. Oh, look at this great banner that we've won. Yeah. But, like, if the NBA actually forces it and they're just like, sure, NBA Cup champion. I respect that so much more.
I think a lot of it is Giannis being like, well, this is nice and everything, but, like, we want to win the actual thing again. So if you do too much with the mid-season title banner, then it feels like you're not locked in for the rest of the season, which I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a dumb banner to hang. It literally doesn't count because, like, everyone's talking about the Thunder have won 12 games straight, and then you get the dorks who are like, well, they lost to the Bucks. Like, well, the records show that they did not lose to the Bucks.
Yeah, that game needs to count for something. I just don't know what. You know,
somebody had a good idea that it should basically count for the winner. And so that decides, like, tiebreakers. So if the Bucks and the Knicks end up with the same record for third place. Well, because the Bucks won, the Bucks get third place over the Knicks.
I mean, otherwise, they're literally just playing for $500,000.
Yeah,
there's no, like, it would be nice if they actually made it a team thing as well, as opposed to nothing.
So I'm gonna assume Shadester's talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers, which like, they're great this year.
They're very, very good.
Yeah, I kind of hope they make the finals, because then I can go to a game. Especially if they play the Thunder. If they don't play the Thunder, I don't care. But that'll divide our house if the Cavs make it. So yeah, tough situation. All right, Pulowski, thank you for hosting me for these.
You're very welcome.
Half hour. Enjoy your night. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
everyone. Happy New Year to you, Pulowski. Everyone have a safe New Year if you're out, if you're about, and everyone have a good 2025.
Thank you, Jeremy. That was cool and unexpected that we had some guests on our New Year's NXT Rockin' Eve. I wanted to read this one from Jess Ricardo. Says, I say this to the boys and girls often, but rarely to you, Alex. Happy New Year to you and the clan. I am grateful and better for you in my life. Jess Ricardo, that just makes me so happy. I really appreciate it. And it is the best thing that I get to do, is to be a part of everybody's life in this really weird way in this community we've created. It's a lot of fun for me. Meet Norma says, Capital One Arena in DC used to have a best attendance 2005 banner in the rafters for the Mystics. Then they finally took it down and then built a 5,000 seat arena where I've seen two Dynamites. Well, there you go. See, I guess that's good, right? For those of you who did not watch NXT tonight, or did not watch the Christmas Eve edition last week, at least they followed up on a bunch of ridiculous stuff that happened last week tonight. Kalani, last week, Cora Jade and Stephanie Vaquer had a match. Stephanie Vaquer won it. And Kalani Jordan ran in with a kendo stick to beat the hell out of Cora Jade. But Stephanie Vaquer, like, grabbed around the waist and, like, it's not worth it type of thing. Like, no, don't do it, man. It's not worth it. But she said it in Spanish, probably. And Kalani was very upset by this and was yelling at her backstage to mind her own business. And then Lola Vice was trying to, like, talk some sense into her. And it's like, what are you talking about? You know, you and trying to tell me to calm down. You and Jada Parker were a tag team and then decided to fight each other. She hit you with a brick. And then you decided that wasn't good enough. So you had to have an NXT Underground match against her. So don't tell me what to do. They're now giving Kalani Jordan a character finally. And the character is annoying little sister. So we'll see how that goes. We are now 55 minutes-ish, 54 minutes and change until the new year. Kalani faced Lola Vice tonight. And Lola Vice... lost to Kalani Jordan. Kalani Jordan went around behind for a waist lock. Cora Jade came out, stood on the apron. Cora Jade got a waist lock around the back of Lola Vice and ran her forward into Cora Jade, who was sitting on the apron, and they conked noggins, and then she rolled her over with a back bridge to pin Lola Vice. And then Cora Jade came in and started wailing on Kalani Jordan with a kendo stick. And then Lola Vice, who is, of course, a trained martial artist, stood up and waited for at least 1,001, 1,002, 1,003 before the first kendo shot hit her in the ribs. And then she got wailed on by Cora Jade. And then Stephanie Vaquer came down to attack Cora Jade and to make the save.
Now, Cora Jade and Stephanie Vaquera standing next to each other like this. And then Lola Vice stands up behind Cora Jade. And Cora Jade turns around to look at Lola Vice. And in a maneuver so telegraphed, it would have only been more telegraphed if they had used an actual telegraph machine. Lola Vice did her spinning back fist, and Cora Jade ducked. And Lola Vice hit Stephanie Vaquera in the face with her spinning back fist and was incredibly apologetic. But apparently it's not enough, because Stephanie Vaquera is really pissed about an obvious accident happening. So later in the night, they're going to run this back almost verbatim with a different tandem accidentally hitting each other, because HBK only has, he either only has really the same idea over and over again that's very obvious, or he does something so far out of left field and bonkers that it defies all explanation. So the one of those two things, one of those two things. Tom LaValle. Hello, Tom. Says, Happy New Year, SGS and Alex and Kate and all the guest hosts. Love y'all very much. We may not always agree on everything, but at least we can say, what can we say? We can say Happy New Year. That's what we can say that. That's nice. Kalani. Oh, wait. No, we'll do that later. The NXT match of the year was voted on. This is your chance in the comments and in the chat to tell me what are some unsung, unnominated matches that should have been nominated for NXT. Ilya versus Trick was nominated from Vengeance Day. Blurry Boys versus Chase U from Heat Wave, which honestly I don't remember. It would not rank in the top five matches that the Blurry Boys had in the calendar year of 2024 to me. It might not even rank in the top 10 to me. Roxanne versus Thea Hale? I don't recall that match at all. That happened at the Great American Bash. Was that good? I have forgotten entirely about it. Maybe if Thea Hale is good enough to have a nominated for match of the year candidate, maybe you should have her on TV more since they broke up Chase U. I don't know. Just an idea. Then we got the Women's Iron Survivor match, which was pretty good. I like that one. I don't know if I would. I'm probably very biased because I love Obafemi, but I probably would have gone with Obafemi versus the women's match, you know, because I love Obafemi. And then Kalani versus Soul at Heatwave, which I still contend was not a very good match, because at no point did either woman look like they actually wanted to beat the other one. They were just doing a fantastic exhibition of gymnastics moves. And that's about it. Blurry Boys versus Tavion Heights and Miles Bourne. Yes. Rascals versus Blurry Boys and Javon. That was a great one. Jordan Grace versus Roxanne. Absolutely. You know what? I feel like Jordan Grace might have been nominated if she had given them assurances that she is going to join the, I mean, I think she will anyway, but we'll talk about it in a second. The moment of the year. And how that involves somebody who's not even contracted to NXT, and how it's kind of obvious now what we're doing with this. The winner was the Big Boy Three-Way from Stand and Deliver. Obafemi versus Briggs versus Dijak, who's not even with the company anymore. Like, a month after this match he had at Stand and Deliver, he was drafted to the main roster and never appeared on television. And he didn't believe they were actually ever going to do anything with him. So he let his contract run out and didn't re-sign and left. And I feel like it's a weird thing to be like, wow, this great match of the year at NXT, while not really acknowledging that you didn't think highly enough of what I would say is the reason, the one main reason why that match was so great, was Dijak, even over Obafemi. It's the match of the year, but you didn't think highly enough of the top guy in that match to re-sign him? That feels weird. Kim Gray says, Happy New Year, Alex. Hope to be around more in 25. Yes. We hope to have you around more as well, Kim. Thank you so much for being here, being part of it. Blurry Boys versus the Wolf Dogs. Blurry Boys versus Malik and Idris. Yes, no, Annie Brown, you are not making this up in your head. Malik and Idris versus the Blurry Boys, I still think is the greatest, single greatest tag team match on television in NXT that I have ever seen. Not at a takeover, not at a PLE, on TV, just a regular ass episode of NXT. Not a named episode, not Great American Bash or In Your House or any of that crap. Like, it was amazing. And they haven't done anything with it, man. Tom LaValle says, New Year, New Metal. Axiom sings Twist by Korn. Okay, I'm going to have to go ahead and I'm gonna look up those lyrics right now so that I don't lose them. Twist by Korn. Okay. All right. Lyrics. All right. Here we go. Since it is the New Year's Rockin' Eve, let's do, since it's the Rockin' Eve and you would have concerts throughout the night, let's do that with jukeboxes. When I see a jukebox, I will try and find a good stopping point in the rundown, and I will do the thing now. Here we go. Axiom performing live on Alex Pawlowski's NXT Rockin' Eve, singing Twist by Korn. Some play to me, don't a little bit real. Sometimes about the best stuff, don't tell me. Something that's best, that's the magic that's best, that's best, that's best, that's best, that's all you Thank you very much. That was Axiom doing Twist by Korn. Oh, and Matthew Hook says, love the SGS. Happy New Year to my second family. Happy New Year to you, Matthew Hooks. Happy New Year to you. So there's a Julia vignette where she does the whole thing in Japanese, and she says that, you know, Roxanne's very good, but I'm going to beat you. But she also says, I want to be remembered in the same breath as these great former women's champions from NXT. She mentions, among others, I'm pretty sure, but she mentions Asuka, Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, and Shayna Baszler. And then she says, all future Hall of Famers, and I don't know how to break this to Julia, and I don't know how to break this to myself. I don't believe that Shayna Baszler is making the WWE Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, I do not think you can include Shayna Baszler in a group that is named as future Hall of Famers. Unfortunately, it does not appear as though they're going to give her the title reigns that would necessitate a vote into the Hall of Fame, unfortunately. The Julia versus Roxanne will be on the New Year's Evil show next week. All right. I see your request there, Jeff Ricardo. I'm going to do that after this next thing. NXT Moment of the Year. Moment of the Year. Here are the nominees for NXT Moment of the Year. And again, in the chat, please, also super chats, more than welcome. Please send in your moments of the year that are not correct, that are better than these. Melo turning on Trick. Melo finally turns on Trick, even though we knew he attacked Trick backstage 7 months prior. Tyrese Halliburton says a mean thing to the Orlando crowd. That is a moment of the year candidate. A fringe all-star a gold medalist who never saw action in the Olympics from a team below 500 came to your set and said something mean about the Orlando Magic, and that's a moment of the year candidate. Wes Lee turning on Zach Wentz and Trey Miguel, I would agree. That's a big thing, but it involves two contracted TNA talent, which is kind of weird, although. Jada Parker hitting Lola Vice with a brick. Yeah. I guess that's a moment. Although it was kind of negated by the fact that Lola Vice thinks that that doesn't count or something. I don't know. It's just weird. I'm not sure. Ethan Page pinning a guy to become the champion while unconscious is not a thing I would highlight, even though it was a major moment of the year. The Ladies of Chase U calendar reveal by JC Jane, thus saving the university for about 10 more months before it actually folded finally. Trick beating Ilya to become the NXT champion. That's undoubtedly a very big moment. Julia's debut, a very big moment. The 10 women tag match, like main eventing the ECW arena episode. I mean, that was fine. I don't know. So I don't seem to think of that as a big moment, but you know, whatever. The NXT CW debut, a very big moment. A very big moment indeed. I can't say anything about that. But the winner is this. Joe Hendry showing up in NXT. Need I remind you that Joe Hendry showing up in NXT is Joe Hendry showing up as the last entrant into a battle royal and then being eliminated first. And then them taking several weeks to pay that off in any meaningful way whatsoever. He showed up. He was on screen for 5 minutes, was eliminated like a sack of dirt over the top rope, and then barely did anything for the next 3-4 weeks. How the hell is that your... How the hell is it your promotion's moment of the year utilizing a guy who isn't contracted to your company? That seems ridiculous. You can't allow that to happen. You can't allow that to happen. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Hold on. I'm going to do that one later. Here we go. Just Ricardo says, for Kate, higher by Creed, like his ceilings, like his ceilings. Let's see here. All right, here we go. Higher by Creed. Lyrics. Sung by Linda. Let's see if Linda can get the glasses on over these glasses. I feel like that's not possible. Hold on. Nope. Sorry, I don't think I can put the glasses on over these other glasses. Maybe I can. Please don't break glasses. Okay, here we go. Dreaming, I'm guided to another world time and time again. At sunrise, I fight to stay asleep because I don't want to leave the comfort of this place because there's a hunger, a longing to escape from the little I live when I'm awake. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place with golden streets? Can you take me higher? That's what I used to say to Cheech Marin when we were dating. Because he always had the good weed, Cheech Marin. Okay, thank you very much. I'm very happy my glasses didn't break. All right, we'll do the next one. That one, we're going to make sure and get that one around. There we go. Thank you very much. Cedric Alexander got interviewed about Javon Evans' face being stomped on, and apparently he shattered his jaw in several places. But I know what he texted me. Ethan Page, January 7th. If he got his jaw shattered in several places and has to eat all of his meals through a straw, as you said, surely they're not going to clear him in time to do anything to Ethan Page 3 weeks after he got his face stomped on. That feels weird. Please don't do that. Anyway, Ethan Page shows up. Cedric Alexander punches him. There's a brawl. It goes down to the ring. They have the match. So Booker was on one tonight. Booker was especially terrible tonight. At one point, Vic asks him, don't you think that Ethan Page went too far by stomping on a man's face with a chair, thus breaking his jaw in several places and forcing him to miss a lot of time for no reason that he did this? He's like, I don't think there is such a thing as going too far in this business. Is murder too far, Booker? Would murder be too... If he had shot the man in the head on live television, would that be going too far, Mr. T? Mr. Booker T? I don't know. Perhaps. Ethan Page wins. He ends up doing a lot of maneuvers that target Cedric Alexander's jaw. Ends up winning with a cutter. And then takes him outside. Out to the ringside. And then pulls a toolbox from under the ring, stuffs Cedric's fingers in there, and then slams the lid of the box on his fingers, thus, I suppose, amputating all of his fingers. At least that's how Cedric reacted. So I don't know what they're doing with Ethan Page at New Year's Evil, but Ethan Page, this is the kind of heel I wanted him to be when he showed up. Vicious, unpredictable, mean, psychotic in a way. Not, I'm basically The Miz, but better in the ring. I don't need that. I don't need the guy who's like, everybody stop saying that he pinned me when it wasn't actually a match. I'm so upset. I'm so glad we're not doing that anymore. Thank God. But yeah, so there you go. Here we go. Meet Norma says, Happy New Year, SGS. Can the Linder sing I Want to Talk About Six by Salt and Peppa? Salt and Peppa. Let's Talk About Sex lyrics as sung by Linda. Here we go. Here we go. Salt and Peppa, let's talk about six. Here we go. Let's talk about six, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, if it keeps up coming anyhow, don't be coy, avoid and make void the topic, because that ain't going to stop it. Now we talk about six on the radio and video shows. Many will know anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was, and of course, how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pep? I doubt it. All right, then. Come on, spin. Let's talk about six, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about six. Let's talk about six. And how Fightful Select is only $6 a month going forward from now on. Thank you so much, Meat Normus. You're my favorite meat. Okay. All right. We are at 33 minutes until we have to be doing the countdown, everybody. What did I have for dinner tonight? Leftover pizza. That's what I had for dinner tonight. I had leftover pizza. That's what I did. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Okay. What happened after this? The Team Bouncy Beef hashing it out backstage with Hank and Tank about why there was a big old brawl happening
during the Christmassy deal. There was a big Christmas themed multi tag team street fight deal. At one point, Tony D'Angelo had smuggled in crowbars wrapped up to look like candy canes, and he gave them to the Goombas, and they didn't end up winning. But Hank and Tank were taken out because Team Bouncy Beef came down to the ring and started fighting with them. So they're upset by this. Then Sean Spears walks in, and he's walking like this. He has his arms crossed in front of him in a very, I don't know, man. It's just, yes, I'm here. Look at all these lost souls begging for guidance. And then in comes Wes Lee. He's like, they don't need anything from you, man. They know what they're doing. I've taught them well. They don't need you at all. Like, ah, yes, no, I don't need this. I know exactly what I need. And then he leaves. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on with the thing. You know what I mean? Ace Shock said, "I made spam fried rice tonight with brown rice." I will cop to never having spam in my life. I've never eaten spam. Just never done it. So Wesley and Team Bouncy Beef says, "All right, boys. You got to find yourself a partner because we're having a six-man tag tonight." Oh, no. Who are we going to get? Oh, no. Well, there's no one we could possibly have. Javon Evans got his face crushed, and he's our only friend. So Hank and Tank are going to have to find somebody to have a six-man tag with. Shotzi and Gigi versus the TikTokers versus Lash and Jakara. This was all set up last week where, like, there's now, like, I don't know if the TikTokers are coming back from NXT, from main roster back to NXT. I don't know if we used to call them the Spooky Scottish Witches. I don't know if they're coming back to NXT. I don't know if they're going to bring back the NXT tag team titles. Like, but they're doing a lot with these women's tag team titles, tag teams. I hope for a reason. I don't know. But there was a lot of argumenting back last week on the show, which led to this. A three-team triple threat tag team match. So, at one point, Gigi puts Jakara Jackson, like, on her knees in the ropes. Like you would be if you were awaiting a 619. Right? On your knees, arms draped over the middle rope, just kind of waiting there. And then Gigi Dolan, I don't know how else to explain this, Gigi Dolan does a stink face to Jakara Jackson's back. There's no other way to describe it. Jakara Jackson does a stink face to Jakara Jackson's back, which I guess wouldn't be a stink face. It would be a stink back. But she, like, puts her butt up against her back and, like, rubs her butt all over Jakara Jackson's back, which I just felt like, I don't know what that does. I don't know what that does. Like, how does that hurt your opponent? I suppose that you're pressing their throat, quote-unquote throat, into the middle rope. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Shotzi needs to stop doing. Shotzi attempted suicide via suicide dive. She did a suicide dive, and I don't know, something got hung up because she came through the ropes and went straight down on top of her head. Now, she got up, and she actually was part of a group of people who were breaking the fall for a giant moonsault off the top rope or a giant crossbody or something. But Shotzi nearly died. You know what I mean? Hoo-wee. Shotzi, we just got you back, sweetheart, from the knee injury. Please be careful. Just please be careful. Pile Driver Finisher saying that the stink back shows control of the match. You know what else would? I don't know, like a headlock or a cravat or anything that would like cause pain to the person that you're controlling. But that's just me, because I don't think a stink back does much in the way of pain. But that's just me. So of course this match was ended by shenanigan influence. I mean fatal shenanigan. I mean fatal influence. Because all they do is shenanigans. All they do is shenanigans. They just do shenanigans. It's just shenanigans. So they come out and they distract the referee and they shove Gigi Dolan off the top rope, and Jakara and Lash get the victory off a pump kick and something else. And they pin a double team move that they do on Gigi Dolan. So Gigi Dolan gets pinned. The formerly spooky, still Scottish, formerly witches, come on the Titantron, and they're like, "Oh, Lash and Jakara, look at you. You've won a match. Good for you. We've heard you want a tag team title shot, but so do we. And we're going to be in town soon, so maybe we'll have a match against you. And then the winner will get a tag team title shot. But remember what happened last time? We beat you." And this is like, there's that, basically. So I don't think it's happening next week. It might happen the week after. But we're getting Lash and Jakara versus the Unholy Union. We're doing that next week. All right. Hey, the Shadester says, "Happy New Year to all the SGS. Finding this crazy and lovely place in January helped me out in the downtimes of my year, and I appreciate you all. Now let's have a killer friendship bracelet-less 2025. Yes, no, I am declaring a moratorium throughout all of wrestling on bracelet-inspired storylines. Looking at you, CM Punk. So remember last, remember earlier in the episode where Lola Vice accidentally backfisted Stephanie Vaquer? But it was obviously an accident, and everyone should have seen it coming, even Stephanie Vaquer, because I definitely saw it coming, and so did you, and so did anybody who was watching. Stephanie Vaquer should have seen it coming, but she didn't, and she got backfisted. And backstage, Lola keeps apologizing, and Stephanie does not accept the apology. And then Kalani walks up and she's like, "Aha, see? So I was the one who had to calm down last week, but it doesn't look like either of you are calm." Anyway, y'all deserved that. And then Stephanie Vaquer shoves Kalani Jordan, and Lola Vice and Stephanie and Kalani Jordan get into it. And then the camera pans over to Cora Jade, who's like, "I caused that. I'm a little bad girl. Tee hee hee." And then Ava sidles up to her and says, So, hey, I just want to let you know I am looking for a challenger to Fallon Henley's Women's North American Championship. It's like, "Oh, me. Just, it should be me. Just give it to me." "Yeah, but I'm not going to give it to you. So you're going to have a match next week, a number one contendership match." "Okay, who's my opponent?" "Well, it's going to be Lola Vice and Stephanie Vaquer and Kalani Jordan." So Fatal 4-Way next week on New Year's Evil for the number one contendership to Fallon Henley's title. Which, it's got to be Stephanie, right? Stephanie's got to win that, right? Because then she could win the title from Fallon and wouldn't have to worry about like doing the Julia versus Stephanie thing for a while, right? I hope so.
I hope that me talking about this next thing doesn't take up the rest of the 90 minutes, but it might. Last week on the Christmas Eve episode, they did a Heritage Cup match, and William Regal was in Lexus King's corner again last week. And the Lexus King did a pretty good job against Charlie Dempsey, honestly. I believe it was nobody had gotten a fall at this point in time. And then he was laid out in the corner, and the referee had his back turned talking to Charlie Dempsey. I believe they had conked noggins, but the referee was only checking on Charlie Dempsey, not on Lexus King. So William Regal fishes out brass knucks out of his pockets and puts them in the hand of Lexus King, who comes to and is like, "No, I shan't. I shan't skirt the rules, for I am a good guy now, and good guys follow the rules, and I will only do good guy things. I am Lexus King." And so he tries to give the knucks back to William Regal, who is standing on the apron. And William Regal, disgusted with Lexus King, punches him in the face, not with brass knuckles. And he splays out, completely lies on the ground, but his arms go like this. And then the brass knuckles that were in his hand fly out of his hand and bound across the ring and come to a stop near Charlie Dempsey. The referee, by the way, has been talking to Charlie Dempsey this entire time. He then turns and talks to Ren Sinclair for, I don't know, 2 seconds. Turns around and sees Charlie Dempsey having kind of groggily picked up the brass knuckles. And then he's just holding them in his hand like, "I don't know what I should do with these." And then the referee looks over and Lexus King is knocked out. And he says to Charlie Dempsey, "Did you hit him with those?" Charlie Dempsey doesn't even have a chance to say, "No, I didn't. I found these sitting here. Why would I hit him with these? I was going to win anyway." He doesn't have a chance to say anything. The ref goes, "Did you hit him with those?" Ding, ding, ding. Disqualification. And as we all know, because they have said it on multiple occasions, a disqualification of the champion leads to a title change. So they made Lexus King the Heritage Cup champion while he was unconscious, having been punched out by the grandfather of NXT, William Regal, and the actual father of his opponent, Charlie Dempsey, in one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever seen HBK do. And that's saying something. That was last week. This week, there's a meeting backstage, and Ava says to Lexus King, who is holding the Heritage Cup, "Hey, so you won last week, but you won by disqualification. I know. I just want to say what an honor it is to finally be holding this Heritage Cup. I can't believe I'm the champion now." And he says, she says, "Well, I've been doing some research into the rules. And while obviously disqualification does end the match, there's a gray area on whether or not the title can change hands on a disqualification. Well, how about you and everybody else come to a meeting of the minds and figure out what is actually the rule? Please tell me what the rule is. Is the rule, like, you just get rid of the gray, make it black and white. From here on out, it's whatever." She says that next week it'll be Charlie Dempsey versus Lexus King, and it'll be sudden death. First fall gets the victory, but she doesn't like say, "Okay, here's the title. I'm gonna hold the cup." She makes Lexus King give it back to Charlie Dempsey, and William Regal's in the meeting too. He's like, "Don't look at me. I'm washing my hands of this whole thing. I'm steering well clear of this." Ace, Kate would agree with me. That finish was awful. It was truly disgusting. And of course, yes, Lexus King is winning again next week. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I almost decided to do a Christmas Eve show last week just so I could rant about that finish. It was so terrible. Tag Team of the Year was announced. Tag Team of the Year, Chase U, Lash and Chikara, Hank and Tank, and the Blurry Boys. I don't. Was there a real rule they could only be four nominees? Where the hell are the Wolf Dogs? The Hank and Tank never even held the titles. Hank and Tank never held the titles this year. You know who did? Tony D and Stax until February when they lost them to the Wolf Dogs, who held them until April. And yeah, like, Chase U ended up winning them, but only held them for like 3 weeks. Come on. What the hell? Blurry Boys obviously win because people have eyes. Yes, half of the Wolf Dogs were at World's End this weekend again. If you can nominate Dijak for Best Match of the Year, you should be able to nominate Corbin for one half of the Tag Team of the Year, but whatever. No, Ace. Corbin was not featured in the awards. He should have been, but he wasn't. Sol Ruka versus Izzy. Sol Ruka versus Izzy. That's, I mean, cool. Sol Ruka versus Izzy. Like, why not? But Sol Ruka and Zarya were Zelta were having like a conversation backstage. Like, we're not gonna be Tag Team of the Year unless we can get on the same page. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you know it? They couldn't get on the same page in this match either, because Zarya, Zelta, Delta came down to the ringside and Sol wanted to do a crossbody from the top rope, but Izzy deliberately pulled Zelta into the path of the crossbody, and Zelta somehow blamed Sol Ruka, who was in mid-flight when somebody else, a third person, pulled Zelta into the path of the crossbody. Why are we doing two of these in the same episode of these people who are nominally kind of allies now hate each other because of an obvious mistake that was not the other person's fault that happens? Why are we doing this? Izzy's very good. She's getting much better. She wins because of that particular distraction. I don't know why are we doing two of the same thing? Why are we doing that? Don't do that. Don't do the two of the same thing at the same time. That's dumb. Hank and Tank have found their third guy for the six-man tag. They found it. Their third guy is going to be Andre Chase, who is just wandering around backstage wearing a untucked dress shirt and Chase U pants. They're the Chase U pants because they have like the pinstripe of the navy blue down the side of the black Dockers. He's just hanging out backstage and he reluctantly agrees to be in the match with them. And he does some fun stuff like helping out them against, you know, Team Bouncy Beef and Wesley. But then at one point he's going to do the, I'm going to spell Chase U. Give me a C, give me an H, give me an A, give me an S, give me an E, give me a U. What's that spell? Chase U. He was going to do that to, I think, Tyreek Igwe. And then he looked up into the stands to where the Chase U section was supposed to be, but they're not there. And it reminded him about how he's no longer the president of a fake university. So he got all sad and depressed and he went and tagged in Hank all forlornly, and he left them there. He walked away from the match, which allowed Hank to get pinned. Women of the Year, by the way. Roxanne, Jada, Lola, Kalani. And Roxanne won because she's been the champion for most of the year, and it feels like that's kind of her. It would be weird if somebody else won it. She'd been champion for such a long time. Jada would be a really good option as well, but I didn't think anyone was going to beat Roxanne. She gave a speech, a little reaction thing to being winning, and it's fine. She says she's going to beat Julia next week or whatever. Ashanti the Adonis is hanging out backstage, trying to call Carmen. It goes straight to voicemail. So he leaves a voicemail saying, Carmen, if it's you, I really want to spend... It's you, baby. It's always been you. It's always been you for these past 3 months, 2 months. How long has this been going on? It feels like 7 months. It's always been you. And I want to spend New Year's Eve with you. And if I can't, then I guess I'll spend it alone. Up walks Nikita and is like, hey, I'm going to this fly party. You want to come through? Want to come with me? He's like, no, I just would like to spend it alone with me. I thought you was a player, she says. And she walks away and is like, and then Ashanti goes, I guess I'm not. So there's that. And then Izzy Dame is being accosted by Sean Spears about basically joining his group. And Tony D'Angelo's like, hey, So why don't you leave the lady alone? She don't want to talk to you no more. And Sean Spears, Izzy's like, finally, a man who listens. And she leaves. And then Sean Spears is like, oh, I'm surprised you're not still getting beaten down by Santa Claus. So, long story. Last week, Santa Claus was sitting at ringside for the whole damn show. He was in the stands. He was at ringside. He was all over the damn place. And then at the end, he attacks Tony D. And it's revealed that Santa Claus has been Ridge Holland the whole time. So Ridge Holland versus Tony D is your next program for Tony D. What the hell? Man of the Year. Trick. Oba. Tony D. Ethan Page. That is a very good top four, I will say. Although Ethan didn't really debut until June. So he's like, he only was in NXT for half a year, but I don't know who you would replace him with who has been there for the whole year, unless you replaced him with both Nathan Fraser and Axiom because they did so much together. I don't know who else you would put in there besides Ethan Page, even because Ethan Page only did for half a year. But before we get the reveal of who the winner was, which I don't even know if we actually got that reveal. So, Kale Dixon, the last time we saw him, he was getting speared in half by Bron Breakker in a squash on the main roster. No, you're right. Wes Lee could have easily been nominated instead of Ethan Page. But Ethan Page did hold the NXT title. And that's a big deal. That's a toss up for me. If there were five people nominated for Male Wrestler of the Year, then Wes Lee would be the fifth one, without a doubt. But that's a tough one. Unless you disqualify Ethan Page because he wasn't in NXT for long enough, I would still have to have him nominated. Anyway, Kale Dixon is a dude who, as far as I know, never attended Chase U. There was never a student there. He was a dude who had some matches on Level Up, which now no longer exists. And then he got squashed by Bron Breakker on the main roster in a little jobber match, right? He shows up and talks to, he says, hey, Mr. Chase, so when's the next semester starting? He said, and then he says, hey, kid, Don't you understand? Don't you pay attention? Chase Hugh's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. And he goes, but Mr. Chase, how's that possible? Apparently Kale Dixon doesn't watch the product. How long ago? Has it been a month? Has it been actually a month since it was revealed that Chase Hugh doesn't exist anymore? Also, is Kale Dixon now Bodie Hayward? That is a major question we must answer. 3 weeks ago now, when Andre Chase was cleaning out, when he was cleaning out his the school, he was walking down a hallway about to leave, and he heard a voice that he thought was familiar and turned around. Hey, Mr. Chase. He turned around, and the look on his face was one of utter shock. And I think a lot of people thought maybe this is Bodie Hayward, his former student, who was let go because of a technicality, they said. And maybe they're bringing him back. What a cool little thing that he and Bodie Hayward could be like a tag team now or something. It would give this character purpose and actually tie up a loose end. Wouldn't that be nice? But I think now they're trying to say that it was Kale Dixon who was the one who yelled out to Andre Chase backstage that one time. And I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. It needs to be Bodie Hayward, not Kale Dixon. By the way, don't name your son after a leafy green that tastes awful. Whoever Kale Dixon's parents are, they need to be written up. At least pay a fine of some kind. Maybe jail time is too harsh. But don't name your son Kale. Just don't. It's terrible. So, the main event segment is the announcement of the winner of the male wrestler of the year. It's Mike Rome standing in the middle of the ring with the award. And he says, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the male wrestler of the year. And he doesn't announce who it is. Obafemi comes out. Obafemi struts down to the ring doing Obafemi stuff. And that's all we... Then he takes the award and he does an acceptance speech, which is like, it does not matter that you voted for me. It doesn't matter what any of you think of me, whether you like me, whether you don't like me. I am inevitable. I am the greatest thing. He says, I am the captain now. That's... Obafemi is he's just the very best. He's no one I've ever seen at this level, this early in their career, has got so much of the package. Yes, it certainly helps that he's 6'7" and 310 pounds. Like, that absolutely adds to it. That gives him a leg up on other guys because of what he can do, how strong he is. But on the mic, he's so great. The character work is so great. Oh my God, he's so friggin' excellent. But because we never got to hear Mike Rome say Obafemi, and Obafemi walked in, took the award away from him, and then Trick Williams interrupts him, I thought we were going to say Trick Williams actually won the award. It doesn't seem possible that it was Ethan or Tony D. But if it was actually Trick and not Oba, wouldn't Oba have said something? Wouldn't Trick have said something? I'm actually the one who check the name on the plaque on that award. It actually says Trick Williams. They have a good little back and forth. Yeah, you know, Trick delivers a nice little promo. Eventually, Oba is very angry at this thing. He drops his award. He drops his microphone. But from behind comes, Oba said this trophy is just a popularity contest and doesn't need it. He's the best. Yes, it is a popularity contest and he doesn't need it. If he had lost it, if he had not won, he would have said, doesn't matter, it's a popularity contest. He did win, so he says, it doesn't matter, it's a popularity contest. That is the kind of consistency I like to see. Great stuff. Now, Eddie Thorpe attacks Oba from behind, hits him and knocks him into Trick Williams, who falls out of the ring onto the floor. And then he picks up the award and smashes it, like runs it like he would like a title belt, and smashes it into the forehead of Obafemi, which hits him so hard it knocks off his amazing chunky necklace that I love so much. And then Eddie Thorpe holds up the title above his head. And that's how we go off the air. With Eddie Thorpe holding up the title, the NXT title. So no, there's no confirmation yet, I don't think, that Obafemi is actually the NXT Male Wrestler of the Year, although he friggin' should be the NXT Male Wrestler of the Year. Now we are now coming down to 90-minute episode. We're coming down to 90 seconds until the new year on the East Coast. I think I timed that out pretty well. Okay, let's see here. All right. All right, let's see here. All right. It's time. Here we go. All right. According to what I'm looking at now, we have 40 seconds left. Okay? According to what I've got over here, we got 45 seconds left on the thing. But I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to use the clock within the timer. So at 90 minutes, in about 20 seconds, I'm going to call a 10-second timer, okay? All right, here we go. Here we go. We're counting down, and I'm sure it's beyond – this is just for me. This is just for me now. Nobody else cares, but we're doing – here we go. Okay. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Ah! 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 Happy New Year! Happy New Year, Fightful Fam. It's the best part of being an on-air talent in Fightful is being able to do this with everybody. I hope everyone has a fantastic 2025. Now, let's sing "Auld Acquaintance Be Forgot" as who? As well as obviously this person. Here we go. Should auld acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, baby? Should auld acquaintance be forgot and tales of auld lang syne. Hold on, I'm looking up the lyrics because I honestly don't know anything more than those. But hold on, I'm gonna see if I can find more lyrics here. I'm looking them up. Here we go, auld lang syne, auld lang syne lyrics. Let's see, lyrics here, lyrics there. That was gonna do. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Okay, so here we go. You know what? Somebody else wants to do a voice here. Here we go.
Hello. Happy New Year. For auld lang syne, my dear. For auld lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet. For auld lang syne. And surely you'll buy your pint cup, and surely I'll buy mine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. Thank you. Happy New Year. Is that it? Have we done them all? If we Thank you, everyone. Good night. Happy New Year. If you're out having fun, please drive safe. Please do not drink and drive. It is a deadly night of the year for driving. So please be safe wherever you are. And we love you here. And good night. And we love New York, New York. Sun by Dusty. Well, that's a good one. That's a good song. Oh, that's what they do in Times Square, right? All right. So, you know, I think we're going to do that just in 1 second. Dusty, are you there? Start spreading the news, baby. You're leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes, they're longing to stray and step right to the heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in the city that never sleeps, baby. And find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. Your little town blues, they're melting away. I'm going to make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere, baby. It's up to you. New York. New York. These little town blues, they're melted away, and I'm going to make new brand new start of it right there in old New York. You better believe it, folk. I'm going to make it there. I'm going to make it everywhere. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the big bugs bite. Happy New Year. Thank you. Keep cool, gabba goose. See you next week for New Year's Evil.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.